Chuck Chat Freestyle for Thursday, August 21st, 2014. The dog days of podcasting continue. Wait, gotta get a little stinger or something in here. Think of one. Something like... Ba-da-dun-dun! Okay, anyway, we'll keep working on that. Heard a lot of people saying nice things about P.G. Holyfield, and I agree with every one of them. Nice guy. Didn't know him that well, but nice guy. Sorry to hear the news that he has passed. That came on quickly. He was in everybody's thoughts constantly for the last few days. So sorry to see him go, but you know, on the other hand, it's better than lingering on for months or years. So, you know, if you gotta go, that's kind of the way I'd like to go. A little bit of warning so you can get your affairs in order instead of just like, bam, die in a bus accident or something. On the same token, you know, not a lot of time for suffering. That's the way that, you know, my mother-in-law's husband went about a year ago. So it was a few months and then it was over. So prayers to him and his family, and we wish him all the best. GoFundMe.com/PGFund if you want to be generous and contribute to his medical costs and his family's welfare. I am in a bit of a lull this afternoon. I am rolling down Highway 41. Actually, I'm rolling up Highway 41. We are on our way to Marquette, Michigan. In front of me is Donna's blue Toyota Matrix with her and Julie. We are leaving that car here for Julie to claim later this year as her own, and we will not be taking that to Arizona. It was supposed to be her car originally. I think we even might have bought it for Lisa, but Lisa didn't want a Toyota. She's in love with her Subaru. Originally, I think she wanted a Volkswagen Jetta or something, too. Behind me is Lisa and her boyfriend in the Subaru, and I am driving the Toyota Sienna podcast van. That reminds me, I gotta get new plates when I get to Arizona, and Evo Terra's old podcast plates are still not available. He no longer has that vehicle, but for some reason, the Arizona DOT does not have podcast available for me. I'm kind of bummed about that. Would have been nice to lay claim to those plates and just keep driving around a vehicle that said podcast, but I'll have to think of something else. Or use generic plates until something creative comes available. Congratulations to Dave Slusher and... Donna wants me to pass, I guess. Congratulations to Dave Slusher and Michael Butler on their 10-year anniversary of podcasting. That's a mighty accomplishment. I know that Douglas E. Welch is coming up on his 10 years, I think in September. And I will be 10 years in December. So one of those few old-timers that we were talking about before. I have now passed Donna and leader of the pack. Here I go, sticking songs in your head. First it was rolling down Highway 41, now leader of the pack. Just one of the fun things I do. So we are dropping Lisa off for college, and I took a picture of Lisa and Julie. We've been taking sisters' pictures since the day Lisa was born. And here it is, almost 19 years later. And I took the last one that we will ever take in that house of the sisters together. Unless there's some unforeseen circumstances that I don't foresee in the next week. Yeah, that was it. Cute picture of them both holding up some peas that they were snacking on. I am going to miss her. I was very sad and melancholy when Julie went to school 3 years ago. Went to college. And this is going to be tough. I'm an old softy when it comes to my girls. It's been mixed emotions because Lisa has been every bit the teenager that you'd expect. You know, just kind of sacking out in her bed, watching videos on the computer all day, or hanging out with her boyfriend, and didn't get a job. But didn't really accomplish much either. Even getting ready to pack, It took her till this morning, the day we're supposed to leave, to sort through the things in her closet. Now, to be fair, she did go through some of the things in her room, but, you know, a closet full of 6, 7, 8 feet worth of clothes to start going, are you keeping it? Is it going to Arizona? Are you going to college? Or is it going to be donated? To go through that, and what did we count out? She has something like 70 outfits or 70 shirts or something. Julie said she's got 10 weeks worth of clothes. I said, that's practically the whole semester. She could wear a shirt a day and no one would ever see the same thing. So, you know, very, Lisa's been very materialistic. I think I mentioned this before. Well, Julie has, you know, the standard flip phone. Lisa's got the Android S3. Now, since then, of course, Julie and Donna both got iPhone 5s about a year ago. And Lisa's gone from her S3 to an HTC. I don't want to bog down in the details, but Lisa tends to be a bit more materialistic than Julie. Not to compare, just stating facts. Never compare your children. Or so I'm told. Even though it's really easy to do when you only have two. So, you know, she's going off to college, and she's 18 now. There's not much you can do to convince her of, you know, hey, you know, pick up the pace. Do things ahead of time when opportunities present themselves. Trying to give her all the life lessons, but after a while, I just kind of give up. I don't want to be that nagging parent. On the other hand, you know, you got to compare that with, I don't want to be a slacker either. There are many things, if I could do the last 21 years over, I would do differently as a parent. I think we all feel that. Spend more time with the kids, you know, teach them a few more life lessons, teach them how to budget their money, all that kind of stuff. I certainly know that I have a few moments of regret. We also have some priceless memories that they will cherish forever. I will cherish forever. They're special. I wouldn't trade parenting for anything in the world. And yet, I know once you're a parent, you're always a parent, and it's never over. But I feel like this is the end of an era. And it's become very real that she's starting a new chapter of her life, we're starting a new chapter of our lives. And we're going in different locations. We have new homes to make, new friends to make. Just, it's going to be very different. There's some turkeys on the side of the road. I wanted the girls to see them. I am carrying a walkie-talkie, so you may.
Those
were turkeys. Yeah. See, Lisa asked me before. Yeah, sweetie, those were turkeys.
What?
Yes, those were turkeys. We have walkie-talkies that I had bought for a ski trip years ago, and just they sat and they sat and they sat in the podcast studio underneath the podcast bench or a love seat for a long time. And at Christmas, or about this time last year, Lisa said she wanted walkie-talkies for Christmas. I said, well, I've got a couple, so I gave them to her, but I don't know if she ever used them. Now she's moving out and we're sorting things out this morning, and she says, I don't want them. You can donate them. So I thought, let's have one more fun with them. We drove half of the trip, or a little more than half of the trip, with me talking to Donna every once in a while. There was some road construction. She was ahead of me. She could tell me what was coming up. They only have a range of about a mile on a good day. Now I'm talking to Lisa. So she saw some turkeys earlier and said, are those turkeys? I said, I didn't see them. So this time she said, are those turkeys? I said, yes, those are turkeys. Oh, good. That's what I thought I saw before. So, she's officially been on a podcast for the first time in probably 8 years. Listening to Dave's comments on podcasting and how the comedians and whatnot were, you know, think they're the greatest thing since sliced cheese to come along and get podcasting going, because until that point, it was just a bunch of nerds in their basements. I've heard that comment a number of times before. And, you know, it is kind of insulting. It's like, I wouldn't come into a company and say, oh, this company sucked until I fixed it. Not unless I was the CEO and really could show the bottom line and top line that I made a significant turnaround and the stock price went up and all that stuff. You know, I agree with Dave to some extent. The comedians and other superstars, they're really just, a lot of times they're just repurposing their content on a new medium. Many have radio shows that they're already on and they just broadcast in podcasting. And that's terrific. You know, get your name out there, get known. Like Douglas E. Welch says, make your mark, state your brand, and, you know, do that kind of thing. But don't belittle those who came before you. You wouldn't hear about that in science. How many times have you heard people say, I'm standing on the shoulders of giants? Granted, there aren't many giants in podcasting in 2004, 2005. But, don't belittle those who came before you, because they solved a lot of problems, they overcame a lot of challenges, and I don't want to beat that one to death. But also, like Dave, the things I got out of podcasts were the people, the relationships, the skills to lead my career in a new direction. I think I mentioned this last year. Oh man, was this the Dog Days of Podcasting 13 that I talked about this? Just my life in technology and geekdom and that kind of thing. But, it's been very rewarding in non-monetary ways. And it's sad to hear that a lot of people did not stick with it. It's kind of like me when I was younger playing piano. It was fun. I got something out of it. But it didn't resonate, so I didn't stick with it. The other thing I kind of like to look back and laugh is, on a couple of things related to podcasting, is that it actually had a benefit for me. My wife used to give me the stink eye when I'd say, "Oh, I got a show to do," and she'd look at me like, "Oh boy, he spent hundreds of dollars on equipment. He spent countless hours away from his family, and I'm not seeing anything come out of it." But when you start seeing job opportunities and books and notoriety and skills that lead to other opportunities, audio video production, script writing, voice acting, those things add up. And now I think she at least my wife has a little bit more respect for this hobby that I've done, because the hobby has been feeding into things that put food on the table, roof over our head, clothes on our back, and kids in college. The other thing that I like to look back and laugh on is, had I had to do podcasting, Dave was talking about Mevio and Podshow, and those things where their slogan was, you can quit your day job and do podcasting full time. I considered it. If Leo Laporte would have given me an opportunity to do a weekly show 6, 7, 8 years ago, I probably would have jumped on it and gone, heck yeah. And that would have been fun. It's hard to turn your hobby into your job, though. You better really, really love what you're doing. I, on the other hand, did not get that opportunity, but I kept chiseling away at it and honing the skills. And if I had gone it alone, would have had to be my own marketing person, my own salesperson, my own accounts payable and receivable person. It just, everything would have had to have been like starting up your own business. Well, it would have been starting up my own business. And I really didn't want to deal with those other aspects. So Craig and I decided to keep going. We did take a break in May of 2008 to May of 2009. Started Technorama back up. Did freestyles here and there. I think we did some on-site specials or things as we went along. But now that I do this for work, I've got a corporate marketing department saying, hey, how can we help? And I've got social media people in our organization saying, tell us when your next show is and we'll help promote it. And I laugh because I feel like I snuck in the back door on some of these things and went, wow, this is kind of fun. And our customers, you know, recognize me, and some of our employers recognize me. When I was in San Diego, one of the guys from Brazil in our Brazil office said, oh man, there's one of the guys that I work with. He says, you're going to have dinner with Chuck Tomasi? And it kind of feeds the ego, I'll admit it. But I stop and say, well, who the heck am I to be treated so specially? That I'm a programmer who loves to talk and teach and learn and teach. And this is just the avenue that I found to do it. And if somebody gets a kick out of taking their picture with me, well, doggone it, that's half the fun. You know, that you might as well do that. I am in Marquette, Michigan, and I only have a few more miles to go. And I want to pay attention to the traffic as I go through town. So I'm going to end it there at about 16 minutes and change. Thank you very much. I will talk to you again tomorrow. I'll let you know how Lisa's school drop-off went, if she decided to stay at school or come to Grandma's with us. I do have to visit my dad tomorrow to answer a couple technical questions, and we will be heading back Saturday to get the house ready for the open house on Sunday. So take care, everybody. Hopefully I won't shed any tears over any of this. I'm getting lots of extra hugs, but they're going to have to last me for 4 months till Lisa comes to Phoenix at Christmas. So 101. Bye.